Have you ever heard of the Pat and Brian Show?
No, I haven't.
Never.
No, I haven't. I can't say I have.
No hablo inglés.
Have you ever heard of the Pat and Brian Show?
Yes, it's that gay show on public radio.
Yeah. Not really.
No, I haven't heard of that.
No, I haven't.
No.
I don't listen to that rubbish.
BIM, Paranormal Talk Radio.
No.
No.
Sorry.
No, I haven't.
No hablo inglés.
Take one step into this graveyard and become one of the living dead. We are waiting for you to join us.
This is Matt on assignment for the Pat and Brian Show. Standing right next to me is Ken, who's a manager of Halloween Express, and we're at one of the San Diego, California stores. Ken, why don't you let our vast audience know a little bit about Halloween Express?
Sure. Already great. Yeah, thanks for having me along, Matt. Halloween Express, nationwide, there is 200 stores. We've been around for 20 years, scattered throughout the United States. We also obviously have the internet, HalloweenExpress.com, which, you know, you can start getting your ideas through there before you come into the stores. We have, we just had one store here in the San Diego area last year, and we've expanded to three.
What are the trends this year for 2009?
You know what? This year, we've had a lot of about the superheroes, you know, a lot of movies over the summer. Mm-hmm. With Iron Man, and still Star Wars is popular.
Wars is still popular.
You know, when I was a kid 30 years ago, it's still big. You know, Transformers was a big movie summer. G.I. Joe. It really seems like there isn't a movie out yet, but Captain America is big. And, what's actually surprising, you know, there is also Michael Jackson with just the recent death. We've had thousands of requests.
I was going to ask you about Michael Jackson. I was going to ask you about that. Because that's what I'd read online, that all of a sudden there's this big surge for Michael Jackson costumes, which kind of makes sense.
Right now we have the sequence glove, two type of wigs, and kind of your make-your-own kit.
Now, does the costume come with a removable nose?
Not to my knowledge, but, maybe we could throw that in.
Needle marks on the arms.
No, but hey, you know what? Let's take you over to our makeup department. We could probably manage something there.
Does it come with like little miniature puppets as kids? No.
Now, speaking of kids, I've got a trend that I want to talk to you about.
Oh yeah,
what's the deal with all these zombie, demonic toddlers that are crawling around this year? I'm sure you've seen them. You have them here.
Uh-huh.
They're life-size latex props. Some of them have heads that spin around. Others have glowing red eyes.
Uh-huh.
Others have paranormally explosive diapers. The only thing is, you just don't want to get too close to them because they're like about 1.5 feet, 2 feet tall, and you're afraid they'll crawl over and use their fangs and neuter you.
They want something scary. Even the girls, they want to go over and they want to be a zombie, or they want to, they want to have a weapon, or they want to have a mask that's bleeding from the ears, or different things like that. So it.
I mean, they're totally sick.
Yeah,
and I love them.
It doesn't cost anything to feed them.
I've been walking around earlier, and I've been listening to some of the voices that come out of these decorations.
Yeah.
Now tell me, is it just me, or does it sound like they all have Chinese accents?
It might be. Well, you know, that made in China thing always, that comes also with the Chinese voice, so I think.
Do you ever accidentally, like, get a product in here that's speaking full Chinese, and you have to send it back?
You know what? We have somebody here that can translate that for us, and we actually do. His name is Chi.
All your employees here seem to be doing a great job. They're very helpful. But if you find out that any of them like Christmas better than Halloween, do you cut their pay?
Yeah, actually, they work for free. We just don't tell them until the end of the season. We keep seeing the checks coming. Yeah,
excellent, exactly, excellent. Checks coming, checks coming.
And, but, you know, we do have a Santa Claus costume, too. So we make them wear that as
that's getting scary. I just went into a couple department stores, and they actually had the Christmas stuff up at the same time, if not before, the Halloween stuff. Mm-hmm. Now, knowing that there's a Santa Claus costume here, I'm getting a little concerned about this.
Well, you know, next week we put our Valentine card.
I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts.
I'm standing here with two customers, and we're in front of the wall of masks. There must be at least 150, 200 masks all over the place here. Question to you two is, looking at these masks, which one best represents the Obama administration?
The Obama administration. I think the one up there with the clown and the twitched eyes right there.
I think that Fidel Castro one does.
Nice Halloween mask. Oh, that's your face.
Janine, San Diego, California.
And your name?
Lindsay, San Diego, California.
What are you two ladies doing for Halloween this year?
Just decorating the house and hanging out.
Giving a little candy out to the trick-or-treaters.
Wow. So now the economy is pretty bad. Are you going for the cheapo candy? The big bulk packet? You're going for the good stuff?
Yeah, because we get the leftovers, so. Yeah,
definitely Snickers and Reese's.
Yeah.
Now we're talking Snickers and Reese's, man. Those are the ones I love, too. I always used to hate the people that gave us, like, the Wrigley gum sticks.
Yeah.
Or that stuff that, obviously, they got from Christmas.
I never got that, though.
Never got candy canes?
I got pennies in a baggie, like in a sandwich baggie from some lady.
Oh, now that's the ultimate insult for Halloween. Did you go back and, like, do anything to their place?
No, I was a good kid. I turned out bad later.
If I give you a couple pennies, will you do something bad for me? I have just arrived in the parking lot of the Halloween Club in Santa Fe Springs, which is in Orange County, California, and this place is rocking. It is packed. They even have some guards posted at the door in case there's makeup and mask riots, I guess. This place is unusual in that it's open year-round. It's not open seasonally like most stores, so I'm anxious to get in there to see what they have to offer this year. I'm here with Casey, the manager of the Halloween Club. Casey, I gotta tell you, this has gotta be one of my favorite all-time Halloween stores. Can you give me a little background on when the store was created and how long you've been here?
Well, we've been here since 1994. It was just a temporary store. Mm-hmm. And then in 1996, we decided to keep it open all year long, and we've been open all year long since 1996.
Do you get a lot of customers during the year?
Well, yeah, we get a lot of the production companies. Like in January, where are you going to find 100 pumpkins? So you go to a Halloween store.
Right.
We get a lot of churches, believe it or not. We get a lot of schools because the children have to dress up. We get a lot of people in Orange County. I mean, the Orange County people party. I mean, lots of pimpin' hoe parties. They come in for the costumes, so... Yeah, we make enough money to keep us in business. Not outrageous, but we make enough money
to keep you open for all year round.
Well, yeah.
What are the trends that you're seeing in 2009 that might be a little bit different than 2008 in costumes and themed decorations?
Well, you know, in costumes, believe it or not, everyone, every little kid, they're coming in for, they want a Michael Jackson costume. Could you believe that?
A Michael Jackson
costume. They want to be Michael Jackson. I mean, it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing. I'm shocked these little kids even know who Michael Jackson is.
Huh.
And everyone wants to be, I want Michael Jackson costume from Bad. Thriller.
Do you find that a little strange that little children want to be associated with Michael Jackson?
Mm.
Or do you think that's maybe a legacy that will live on forever?
You know what? That is so bad.
Shame on you.
No.
Okay.
It's the music. It touches everybody. But that is so wrong.
But you do offer Michael Jackson costumes in there,
right? Oh, honey,
yes. You do the wigs pass fireproof tests.
What is wrong with you?
No.
Stop it. No. I am so not answering.
Okay.
I plead
right.
the fifth.
All right. So Michael Jackson.
People out there, I'm not part of this. That's okay.
It. So Michael Jackson is a big one. Now for the grown-ups, what's the big trends for costumes? Michael Jackson again.
Michael Jackson again.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. And Mario.
You know what
Brothers.
Would really be cool? As an adult, as a parent, you dress up as Michael Jackson, and then you can take your kid along as your companion.
I'm actually getting a father and child. Team.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, Michael Jackson team.
Do you have plumber costumes?
Oh, we have plumber with the crack, with the booty showing, with the plumber crack.
I tell you, I've got this real aversion to plumber costumes. I don't know why. It's just, it really makes me sick when I see them.
How come plumbers never wear underwear? I don't understand
that.
They like showing their crack.
They do, yeah. Sometimes when they're on TV, they look like they're on crack. But... I mean, this place is open year-round, so you must have regulars, right?
Yep.
I mean,
the
real funky people that think they're real vampires, those kind of people?
No, not actually vampires. Actually, that would be kind of cool.
Oh.
No, I have true blue weirdos. No, I'm only kidding. No, all my customers, I love them all.
You may be teasing with your mouth, but you're very serious with your eyes. Is there somebody that comes in and just likes
comes in
here and kind of disappears in the back of tombstones for a while and kind of wonder what he's doing?
Ooh.
That kind of guy?
Oh, no, but you know what? It was this organization. I don't know the name of the organization, but I know a group of people came in. And so they were over in the far corner of the store, and I used to have coffins. I used to sell coffins, metal coffins. And so this customer came screaming to the front, oh my God, the people are laying in the coffin. And the other ones were on the outside of the coffin, and they were just crying and stuff. They were doing something where they were pretending there was a body in the coffin. Someone was actually laying in the coffin. So I personally went back there. I'm going, what are you people doing? What are you people doing? Get out of here. Are you crazy? You're scaring my customers. And so then they said, no, you have to be quiet. You can't. I said, who's in that coffin? Who's in there? And I'm kicking it. And they said, no. He won't come back. He won't come back. I'm going, what are you talking about? So I went and I called the police. So the police came, and when the police came, they were kicking it, get out of there! And they were going, oh no!
Did they pull their guns and everything?
No. Oh, okay. They had to make him get out of the coffin. Yeah. And so apparently he had went into some kind of trance, and they were afraid that if we would have disturbed him, he wouldn't have been able to come back. He would have died.
He would have died right in the coffin.
Yeah,
there.
But there was just some weirdos, and it was like maybe, I swear, probably around 10. And I had all my customers and myself in the front. It scared me. I'm thinking, oh no, this is it. What is this? A bunch of weirdos. And then the police made them all leave, and they took a report, of course, on the stupid guy that was laying in the coffin.
Yeah, they take the guy out in a stretcher from the coffin or whatever. Or did you you know what they should have done? They should have just bought the coffin from you for $14.95, lifted the whole thing up, and taken it out. What a bunch of cheap bastards.
Actually, it was $299.99.
Really?
It was a real coffin.
Well, they have good
taste.
Beautiful
coffin. Mm-hmm. You had to be there. It was really scary.
Now, the employees that you have here working for you, are they big fans of Halloween?
Now, some of them, they really love Halloween.
Yeah.
And, of course, you got a handful of them that could care less.
Do they dress up maybe all year round while they're working here?
It was mandatory. We all dressed.
Oh.
Even myself, every day I was something different. And then I stopped doing that for reasons, and now they wear black and orange.
Is that because when you put the costumes back, you had to sell them as used?
No, they had to buy them.
Oh, they had to buy them every day?
No. You buy, like, we gave them an incredible deal. It was like an unbelievable discount.
Right.
No, it was because the whole purpose for people to wear the costumes
is to show them off.
To show them off.
Sure, makes
but
sense.
When you have people hung over coming in, supposedly.
What? Got people working at a Halloween store that come in hungover?
No. Not anymore.
After a hard weekend?
No, not anymore. But I'm just saying, way back, you know.
We're talking about a decade ago or something.
Exactly.
Not now, of course.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Oh, no, now I don't play that. But it was kind of fun then.
Oh,
I was
you're
fresh.
Talking about yourself. Okay.
No. But I'm just saying that, for instance, like if someone, their costume was Cinderella, they should dress like Cinderella. But instead, they'll maybe wear blue jeans underneath, Cinderella, the crowns tilted to the side of the head.
A hungover, slobbering, stumbling Cinderella.
Cinderella.
You know what they say, the first cut is the deepest.
I see you're here with two kids. How old are your kids?
Gavin is 8 months and Jake's 2.5.
Bryce, you're like in the gore dungeon with your little kids, and I feel like calling Child Protective Services right now. What is your favorite horror movie that you've ever seen?
I love Halloween.
My favorite one was Psycho.
Yeah, Psycho's really good too.
Psycho's a cool one. Now, there's that crazy son that just, you know, went around killing everybody. I think his name was Todd Bates.
Oh, yes, it was.
Yeah, Todd Bates, that crazy son, Todd. Can you spell shenanigans?
No, I can't.
I'd go inside with you, but I don't have the guts.
I'm here with Tori and Javier. Have you ever watched any of the ghost hunting shows or the paranormal investigation shows on TV?
I watched one or two, but not very many.
Have you ever watched that TV show where they're paranormal investigators by day and plumbers by night, and they come out to your house and try to find paranormal existence in your toilets?
No.
Have you seen that show before?
Yeah.
The plumber show?
Yeah.
Now, tell me, real or fraud?
Fake, totally. Especially when I saw that one show, or that one episode where he slaps him in the back, or a ghost slaps the guy in the back. I thought it was just stupid.
Really? You don't think there's such thing as a paranormal string?
Not in that show.
Pat and Brian, they are very well-respected, well-liked paranormal investigators, especially the East Coast. The East Coast loves Pat and Brian, and they're working on their own TV show with some producers right now, and they've asked me to come up with a couple concepts for them, and I said, okay, I'd do that and talk to people like you, kind of make you guys our focus groups. Tell me what you think about these. This one's for that Food Channel. Two fat, sloppy ghost hunters travel the U.S. investigating reported haunted buffets to review nausea, diarrhea, and acid reflux medicines for the network. What do you think about that?
I actually don't know.
Okay, now this is for a game show.
Okay,
now this is for that game show channel on cable that has an audience of like about 100 people. Think about this one. two fat, obnoxious ghost hunters get smashed drunk at the houses they investigate. Now, for big money, now we're talking big, like $100 or $200, the property owners have to guess whether the paranormal evidence presented by these slobs was real or drunken hallucinations. Think about getting Bob Barker out of retirement for this one.
You like Bob Barker?
Yeah, I liked him in Happy Gilmore.
As I walk the parking lot, making my way to the car to hop in and head for home, I contemplate what I've learned the last couple days, searching for the hot trends of Halloween 2009. Number one, demonic zombie babies can rotate their heads 360 degrees, just like the brats next door. Number two, this Halloween season, Michael Jackson has proven to me, a ghost hunter, that there is life after death. And finally, TV shows with fat, obnoxious, sloppy, drunk ghost hunters very well may become the hot trend of Halloween 2010. This is Matt from SanDiegoGhostHunters.com, on assignment for the Pat and Brian Show, KBIM Paranormal Talk Radio.